Welcome to Chana Rachel's Hypnobirthing Meditation. I hope these affirmations find you well and have their own positive impact on your own personalized birthing experience. Before we begin, I'd like you to take a couple of deep, full breaths. Bring your awareness to the space your body is occupying in this field of reality, wherever it is that you are, in the car, in the hospital room, or at home. During this meditation, I want you to attach these statements to a certain emotion or feeling you want to experience. Create a vision in your mind to give representation to these statements. Embody this experience. Open up your heart and mind to it. I would like you first to acknowledge this incredible experience that you are about to go through. You might be going through contractions already. You might already be in the birthing room. Your waters may have just broken. It doesn't matter, whatever you are about to experience one of life's greatest wonders, the wonder of bringing new life into this world. And after I have been going through the past 9.5 months of carrying this baby in your stomach, going through nausea, going through mood swings, going through weight gains, going through the motions, going through transformational views of yourself in the mirror in life, anticipation for the future, for building your life, for building your family, for materializing your life one step at a time. I think that for this climax, we deserve to make this moment count and make this moment special. Same as that, here we are, about to emerge into this new chapter of motherhood. Ima. Mommy. Ma. Whatever we're gonna call it. It's a new generation in this life. A new generation in this world. So I want you to take these next few moments to take deep breaths. And repeat after me. Hashem is with me right now. After these 9 months, just like God, carry the baby in warmth, in safety, in your stomach, in the warm amniotic fluids. Hashem is with you in this great moment, to guide you through it and make it special and make it count. And every single contraction that you're going through right now, Hashem is with you and He is watching over you and He is guiding the baby through you, down the canal, into the cervix, in exactly the right position. Visualize the godliness that is happening in this room right now. It's just like God split open the sea, split open Yam Suf. He's splitting open just the right areas to bring this new life into this world. And repeat after me. Hashem is with me right now. 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 Feel the excitement of knowing that the most strong power that created you and that brought you into the world is bringing your child, your first Behol, newborn, into this world, and he is guiding it, and he's taking care of the entire scenario. And you're putting your full trust in him because you know he's got it. Hashem is with me right now. Try to visualize the safety you would feel the second you know that it's not in your hands, that it's all in Hashem's hands. All in Hashem's hands. And just as our foremothers birthed and brought souls into the world, and God led the way, so are you, and God is with you. Now repeat after me. This is a zchut. I want you to imagine all the years where you're dating one person after the other, dating and dating and dating. Little did you know that God was going to step into the picture and find you a perfect man for yourself, and you would marry him, and together you would bring a soul, and carry a soul in your stomach for 9.5 months. And have the zchut of carrying on the bloodline of our arba imahot, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, ve'Leah, to carry on the Jewish nation, carry on a proud name, carry on your heritage, carry on your name in the world to spread the light, spread your own unique light in the world, regardless of Chabad, regardless of America, Israel, Russian, American, Israeli, female, male, you're bringing a new life. New life. And there are so many times you didn't even believe that you can be in this position right now. Whether you're having contractions, whether your waters have already broken, whether the pain is beyond capacity by now. Remember, this is a zchut. And when we keep in mind that whatever we're going through is for a greater goal, a greater purpose, it's all worth it. A few more breaths. And repeat after me. This is a zchut. This is a zchut. This is a zchut. This is a zchut. Now, I want you to totally disconnect yourself from any final result right now, from any hopes of the way you want it to be. I want you to be in the present moment, right now, as you are, whether you're just moving around in the room, feeling your body, na'a b'chofshiyut b'cheder, feeling the flow of your body, walking around in the room. Wherever you are, just be in that present moment and acknowledge the power of being a woman, 30, 20, or however old you are, after all that you've been through, all the countries you've been through, the transitions between religions, the transitions between hobbies even, or even professions. All the transitions in your life, and right now, here you are, about to bring new life into this world. And there are so many women who don't even get to this stage. Here you are, after having been carrying this precious soul in your body for 9.5 months, even 9 months. Here you are. Think of all of the scenarios that you had to go through and all of the opportunities that had to align 100% in order for this exact moment to become a reality. The excitement that you put into it, the hopes that you put into it. And now you have an opportunity to be fully present, to be fully alive in this moment, and to acknowledge the pain that's coming and to know that this is for a greater purpose. And this is a zchut. It's a zchut. And just like Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Vilam went through it, so can you. So can you. If you need the epidural, you could take it. You could take it. But do you really need it? Be with the pain and know that out of this pain, something greater is coming. And your body is capable of accomplishing incredible things. Incredible things. It's capable of recovering. It's capable of expanding. It's capable of bringing life into this world. And you are a shutafa with a Kadosh Baruch Hu doing this. Just like you and your husband were shutafim to bring this neshama into the world. To create the soul. To create this baby that's moving inside of you right now. And that is so excited to meet you. So, one last time, repeat after me. This is a zchut. Think of what it means to be a ima, to be a ma, to be whatever we choose to call it, to bring this new soul into this life and show him from the beginning of time the beauty that happens here, the colors, the life, the air, the knowledge, the trees, the sun, music. Jewishness, smiles, warmth, touch, coziness. For whatever reason we were brought down here, for the amount of time we're here for, whether it's 50, 80, or 120 years, we're here for a mission. And you are about to welcome this soul and give him the tools to fulfill his mission. You are the first face that they're going to look at and internalize. And you're going to be the source of life, the source of food, the source of love for this fragile new human. Yes, it comes with risks, but oh boy, does it come with fulfillment and with joy. And meaning. And so while you're going through these contractions, I want you to think of this meaning. Think of the pain that happens, but that comes out on the other side with a beautiful, healthy boy in your arms to love you for the rest of your life. And think of this chut that you have to be here right now. Take a few deep breaths with me. Visualize the clean air that you take in that is giving you all of the oxygen right into your blood and delivering that oxygen straight to your baby for the both of you for the next last stretch of time until he breathes it in himself together in your arms with you. Imagine your breath nurturing your son and giving him all of the nutrients that he needs to come into this world with a healthy attitude and a healthy perspective on life, on smiling, on giving, and being tzaddik, ish yashar, anshei emet, zera kodesh, ba'adonai dvekim, umeirim et ha'olam b'torah, ובמעשים טובים ובכל מלאכת עבודת הבורא. אנא, שמע את תחינתי בעת הזאת, בזכות שרה ורבקה ורחל ולאה אמותינו. והאר נרנו שלא יחבל לעולם ועד, והאר פניך ונשבעה. Oh boy, is this a schut. Repeat after me. I am supported. Look to your right. Look to your left. Do you see that wonderful man over there? That's your husband. And he loves you. He will always love you. And he will be with you. For the journey, for as long as you're here, he loves you. And he's holding you in his arms, just as Hashem is. And you're holding him in your arms. And he's there to give you everything that you need. Whatever pain you're going through now, you're going to get through this. It's transitionary. And something incredible is going to come out on the other side. But meanwhile, focus on the people in your life that give you support. Your friends, your family, coworkers, and just people in the world that love you. Your friends. Other people too. And Hashem. Hashem the most, actually. He's gotten you to this moment. And he's holding you in his arms. And together, you are going to do this together. And you're supported. And a whole network of Jewish women who go through this. This is just part of your story. And you have two choices. You can try to run away from the experience and try to put yourself in a different world and take these painkillers. Or you can relinquish control and just like in a whirlwind, gradually swim out of it. You are capable and I believe in you. And you're fully supported. I know that in the rush of it all, it's very easy to get caught up with what you're seeing right now. Whether it is the hospital walls, whether it's the doctors running from one room to another, whether it's an item in the room that is particularly just sitting there and you don't know, you're focusing on it. But I want you to take these few moments to kind of focus, instead of outwards, focus inwards. Understand that during this miraculous experience, although you may be in a hospital room right now, you're bringing life into this world to a lifetime of beautiful, precious moments. Whether it may be watching sunsets, going for walks in the sunshine, bathing in the ocean, singing songs, coloring, finding inspiration in life. Think inwards. And visualize the beauty of the beginning of what is happening right now. Yes, it's very easy to get caught up with all of the technicalities that could reappear and everything that can go wrong. But for this very moment, I want you to try to put yourself in this present moment and think inwards to the beauty of what's happening right now. understand that this is just the journey. It's just the journey. The baby is the outcome. A healthy, beautiful baby in your arms is what we want. And all of these speculations, C-section, natural birth, all that doesn't matter. What matters the most is that you have your own baby. Beautiful, healthy, happy, whole baby in your arms, smiling into your eyes. Take a deep breath in and just imagine, visualize all the happy moments you want to be thinking about right now. Think of that role model of yours who would be smiling right now. Think of one flash of a pleasurable memory and take it in with a smile on your face. And as you breathe in and out, with that smile on your face, keep on breathing and recreating those moments in your mind. Just like a sandwich, when you see something beautiful, you take it in, close your eyes for a moment, and open your eyes again to realize how beautiful it actually is. Repeat after me. I'm capturing beautiful memories. I'm capturing beautiful memories. I'm capturing beautiful memories. I'm capturing beautiful memories. Now, if you know how God runs the world, and you see how in your day-to-day life all the small coincidences kind of just line up perfectly, you know that there's a big boss running the show up there. And you know that Hashem chose this birthing experience hand-tailored for you. Whether it's a natural or a non-natural birth, God tailor-made this experience for you. And this birthing experience is you and Him in this together. You and Him. And He is holding your hand. Imagine God literally holding your hand through this experience because He knows that you're capable of going and enduring and thriving through this birthing experience. And not only Him, your baby too. Your baby and you are a team. The A team. And you can do this together. Placing your hands on your belly and telling your little one, "We got this, champ. We got this. We're going to go through this together. You got this." And watch how God is going to hold your hand till the finish line. Repeat after me. I know how to take deep and calming breaths. I know how to take deep, calming breaths. I know how to take deep, calming breaths. Whatever is going on around you right now, disconnect from it and focus on your breath. Your consistent, godly breath. And know that your mind has a power to it. Just like you can hear me in a warm, cozy environment. It's quiet and safe.
sitting in comfort. Know that you can reach this state of mind just by the power of visualization. Follow my voice and try to find that peace of mind in the hospital room, in the hospital bed, or wherever it is that you are right now. Find that place of peace. Imagine facing your baby, looking into his eyes, and seeing the love in his eyes once he realizes that you are his world. You're his nurturing force, and you are his to love for the rest of his life with your wonderful husband and family. Imagine that circle of love, that connection. So go back to those breaths. Follow those breaths in through your nose. Hold it. And out through the mouth. And repeat after me. I am at peace.
I'm at peace. I'm at peace. I'm at peace. It's very easy to run away from all the anxiety that's happening right now in the hospital room, and to run away from the trauma. Maybe try to push some painkillers into that needle. But think for a moment. Think and acknowledge the pain. Don't run away from it. Acknowledge it. Like the Chafetz Chaim says, God, I know you gave me fear, and that's part of what you gave me. And acknowledge the fear. Acknowledge the stress. Acknowledge the pressure that's happening right now. And at the same time, let it go. And let it transform into a sensation of trust, of power. God is taking care of the show. And I'm doing my best. And watch it transform into power. Embrace the excitement. Hold on to the excitement. All the negative things that happen to us down the line, they're not any less worse when we're worried. They're just as bad. So just focus on the good. Focus on that little hope, that little spark of excitement that you have. Focus on it. Follow it. Like Tinkerbell. Follow that hope. Things are going well. Things are going great. Let it magnify. Let it elucidate. Let it iridescence. Let it just grow. Whatever these words mean, let it grow. And imagine that little ball of hope growing and growing and growing. Imagine that baby, your baby, yours and your wonderful husband's baby coming out fully healthy and beautiful and happy and lighting up your life with a whole new meaning, a whole new sense of fulfillment. Oh boy, it's coming. And repeat after me. My baby is growing with 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 me. Just as your baby is growing inside of you right now, even as you're laboring, so are you. You're growing. Growing as a human being, you're growing as a woman into motherhood, into a new stage of life. And that growth is literally an evolution of who you are today into who you're becoming tomorrow. And when we become mothers, it's not as if the single person died within, but it's as if a new you is being recreated from a cocoon into a fully blown, beautiful butterfly with new types of wings, a new job, new responsibilities, but a new you. And so is this baby going from being just a fetus in your warm protected fluids into being a new blank sheet, a new beautiful fresh new soul in this world to soak in experiences and blessings, talents. It's a new journey for both of you, and you're growing together through the pain, through the hardship of this birth, however hard it may be right now. Keep in mind of the growth that is happening right here in the hospital room as your baby is on his journey to enter the world. You're growing, and this experience is also growing you, and you're growing with it, in it together, the two of you, in this together, the A-team together, in this till the end, till a new beginning for both of you. Your baby is growing with you. Allow him to be part of this experience with you and send him those energizing feelings. He feels everything. Whether this is the birth you've always dreamt about, or whether it's slightly different than what you pictured, remember, this is what Hashem chose for you. And any feelings of animosity that you have, maybe towards your body, towards this way of birthing, or even towards your baby, remember that your baby is a fresh new soul, and you've waited so long to meet them. Send them love. Picture them in color. Picture them in 3D, close, right next to you. Say, baby, I love you. I'm here for you. I love you in any condition that you arrive. And any feelings of animosity that I may have towards this experience, whether it's a painful birth, whether it's a C-section, or whatever it is, I still love you, my baby. And I will always love you. Unconditionally. And open your heart. Thank the creator of the universe who brought this experience into your hands to live and to cherish forever. Thank you for listening. I hope this recording brought you peace and a little bit of ease throughout this experience. And may you reap the full benefits of the joy that comes with parenthood. B'sha'a tova u'mutzlachat.